When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, clubbers. I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishcon.
And this is a weekly chance to look back at what we have learned on the show.
Welcome to Self-Care Club Snippets.
Obviously, we decided this was an important week to do.
Like, yeah.
Were you okay? How did you feel going into the week?
I felt actually quite irresponsible that this was just not a normal thing that I did every month anyway. I lost my stepmother to breast cancer. She was only 46 when she died. My maternal grandmother survived breast cancer, but back in the days when they just gave her a mastectomy on one side and sent her home with a scar on her chest, that was it. No counselling. So I didn't even know, actually, till I was probably 18 that she had a prosthetic in her bra. I mean, I'd been swimming with her. I never, ever knew that she had one breast. So I should be much more on it than I am. Also, unfortunately, I do know a couple of women who've had breast cancer already. Luckily, they're fine. I did feel a bit
But it's an arduous, difficult, long journey. When you get diagnosed with something like that, yes, the women that I know are also fine, thank goodness. But, you know, they've had a difficult couple of years.
Horrendous.
And I can't even begin to imagine what it must feel like to take parts of my body away.
No.
And I don't know what that does to you, sort of, mentally, emotionally and spiritually. That must be a very difficult journey.
Mm.
So I agree with you. I couldn't believe up until this week that I was so uneducated about what it meant to check my boobs and how important it was to check my boobs and just how much I don't check my boobs. I felt quite ashamed.
I mean, I if I'm in the shower and I'm washing, I do. I mean, maybe it's not a fully conscious like 2.5 minutes. I do feel like I would know if something was different or wrong. I'm very aware of my body.
Yep.
And I have had a breast scare a couple of Christmases ago, which actually wasn't a lump, but it was a rash. And I wasn't breastfeeding. So it looked like mastitis.
But I didn't know up until this week that a rash was could be a sign of early breast cancer. So yeah. How did you know?
It wasn't normal for my breast.
Okay.
I thought, I haven't bashed it. I am not breastfeeding. This is not mastitis. It doesn't feel hot. This doesn't look normal.
Okay.
Then, of course, I did the worst thing and asked my friend Dr. Google, and it immediately came up. It could be a sign of breast cancer.
Okay.
So I went to the GP that day. The GP sent me to a breast specialist the same afternoon. And whilst I sat at his desk, he said, "Who did you come here with today?" I said, "No one. I just got in the car." And he said, "Right, drive very slowly and carefully to this hospital and I'm going to follow you. And we're going to do a mammogram and a sonogram right now because it's Christmas in a few days. And I want to know what this
Jesus.
Is. Do you know what? I think I felt very secure that I would be fine. And also I had, if it was anything sinister, I had spotted it so quickly and I had sought help the same day.
Yes.
That I knew I'd be all right.
Yeah.
And having a mammogram.
So what was the rash?
It was sort of an infection. He said it does happen, but sometimes you can't tell it apart from this quite rare form of breast cancer.
Yeah.
So I was put on some very, very strong antibiotics, which actually didn't really help. And then I had to go back and see him twice and have another sonogram. And it was nothing in the end. But having a mammogram is fine.
I've never had one.
It's fine. It's like you sort of stand in front of a machine and you put your boob in between like a panini maker. You basically put your boob in and then they squish it flat like it's a panini and take a photo and that's it. I'd rather that over a cervical smear any day of the week.
It sounds much nicer. Anything's honestly nicer than a cervical smear.
But a lot of women say, well, it's very uncomfortable, but it's actually fine. It's actually fine.
It's all a bit uncomfortable, but I think once you've had children, you kind of get used to being prodded and pulled,
right? Oh my God,
yeah, right?
Whatevs. Honestly.
Yeah, like whatevs. Yeah. Leave your dignity at the door and
seriously,
that's the end of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had also had a scare, but I was in my mid-30s, so I didn't have a mammogram. I found a lump. It was under my arm. And I went to get it checked and she was very nice, the breast woman, and she didn't do a mammogram because I was under 30 and she just checked me and she just gave me the all clear immediately. So it wasn't a scary scare.
Were you worried though?
Not really.
No.
I don't know why. I wasn't worried. Maybe it was naivety or just, I am one of those people that I don't worry until I've got something to worry about.
It's very sensible.
I have a very hopeful way of thinking, which I'm lucky. So no, I didn't. And I will never forget her words of, you have two beautiful, healthy breasts.
How delightful
to
hear.
I know. And I just thought, I'm going to remember those words for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
So come on, let's hear about how you got on with your week.